Let's go now to another lively shareholders meeting in Melbourne. Fairfax CEO David Kirk faced some angry journalists at the media company's annual general meeting. Journalists want to know why Mr. Kirk has just given himself a pay rise of nearly 24% when he was citing cost issues to cut 116 editorial positions at the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and The Sun Herald. Shareholder activist Stephen Mayne called on Mr. Kirk to resign. Well, Bill Bainbridge was at the meeting for the ABC and he joins us now. Bill, there's been a lot of publicity about the salary of the chief executive, David Kirk. Did he defend his pay increase at the meeting today?
He certainly did. He made several points. He said that his salary is not high and the salary of the executive is not high compared to other similar companies. He said that the salaries were dependent on the company hitting certain performance targets, and he also made the point that senior managers at Fairfax had had their base salaries frozen in this financial year. Now, the remuneration package was put to a vote. It was defeated by a show of hands, but then 91% of the proxy votes came in favour of the remuneration package. So David Kirk's salary increase is quite safe.
Now, Fairfax journalists were making their presence felt at the meeting. What did they have to say?
Yes, several used their shareholder status to ask questions. They're angry that David Kirk has never addressed staff about the job losses, and they're also angry about the size of his package while flagship papers are losing editorial staff. They say that executives earn more than the federal cabinet, and that's out of all proportion for a newspaper company. One journalist who was there was Michael Batchelard of the Sunday Age, and I asked him about his concerns.
Well, we've just been through a redundancy round where 550 people were lopped off this company, including about 14% of the working journalists and, photographers and so on. At the same time, we see the remuneration report gives the chief executive, David Kirk, a 23.8% pay rise to $3.41 million. Now, we've calculated that at the top sort of pay threshold that you can expect as a Fairfax journalist of $115,000, that buys 30 journalists. And if you count his co-CEO, Brian McCarthy, in there, you could buy 50 top-quality journalists for this company. And we're really asking the question, what's of more value to this company, a $3.5 million pay packet for the chief executive or 50 top-quality journalists?
That's journalist Michael Batchelard from the Sunday Age. So, Bill, was that view about shedding jobs at Fairfax shared by other shareholders?
Well, shareholders didn't address that directly, but one shareholder I spoke to was Stephen Mayne, the well-known shareholder activist. He's more concerned about the fall in the share price and about the large number of acquisitions that Fairfax has made recently and about the failure to grasp some online opportunities. He wasn't so concerned about the job losses. I spoke to Stephen Mayne outside the meeting.
I think the reality is they have to cut costs because it's just the new reality. So sad as it is, they do have to lose hundreds of staff, and that had to include more than 100 journalists. But equally, they should lose the CEO. They're paying him $3.4 million a year. He's gone on a failed acquisition binge. They've got two CEOs at this company. They should put Brian McCarthy in charge of the whole thing, and they should save shareholders $3.5 million a year by getting rid of the chief executive, David Kirk.
That's shareholder activist Stephen Mayne and Bill Bainbridge at the Fairfax AGM in Melbourne.